187.654321.
Take it over again.
181, Dorktown.
That's 30 more proof than 151.
Let's get drunk.
Hey, let's get drunk. Welcome to Dorktown, the podcast that shot first.
Yep, we killed
you. May call me Mikey. That was...
I am the Bells.
181, and I'm Becky.
Becky. And I think the creator of our theme song, Reed, would like to know that we are podcasting on a new old board. Gigantic old board from, I assume, the 70s?
I don't know. I've been looking. Like, what's the manual? You have a manual.
Speaking to Reed now. It is the board that you left with Matt.
The thing is
the
huge.
Bearded brewer.
I walked in. I was like, holy, 1980. I think it's like even, I don't know. Get the manual.
Matt decided. We'll put it on our Instagram page. At Dorktown on our Instagram.
It's big.
And you can see the picture. It's also on the Perfect Pours Instagram too.
It's got a lot of gauges. And
it's got a lot of things. So I don't know. This is our first actual recording from this board. And
I'm intimidated.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
I feel like Quincy Jones should be here, and I should be singing like a Michael Jackson.
But it's so fun.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of boards that, you know, there's a guy in his own studio, and he says, he's messing with knobs, and he's smoking meth, and he speaks into the other room. Can you take that again from the top? Kind of board.
3 days straight.
It's that kind of
take
board.
Take it from the top board. It is
non-stops.
All right, welcome to this independent mess of a podcast. Mess?
This is the greatest podcast ever created.
Have a little confidence.
Oh, I'm confident.
We're better have a little confidence. Whoa. Thank
we're
you.
Better You're than right. everyone else.
Thank you, Bells. We are better.
Okay. That's one way to put it.
Then people.
We are the best.
We're brush.
Maybe a little. Maybe a little.
I think that mic cable needs to get re-plugged in. Just try that again, Bills. Maybe. All right, let's just start right off. Get it right in there, an or game.
Wow. You're going right to it, man.
Yep.
You don't even want to talk about around. Shit? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. You got stuff going on? We can talk about it.
Fuck it.
All right.
Okay, let's talk some shit.
All right, there you go. Go for it.
Becky's pissed.
Why is
She's
Becky pissed?
Fucking pissed off at you. She wants to slap you.
She wants to slap you. You go on with your.
She wants to do another show called.
Look on, what you bad?
There's already a show called The Slap. She wants to do a show called The Other Slap.
The other slap. The real slap.
The real slap.
The bitch, I don't give a fuck slap.
The bitch slap.
The bitch slap. You want to fuck with me? You don't know who I am. I'm scrappy.
Might have a knife on.
I'll bitch slap your dick. Your dick will be bitch slapped.
Did you hear about the girl that tried to bite off her ex-boyfriend's dick?
Yeah, that happens like periodically. Like every couple years, there's a lady.
This is a news story?
Gets real upset. Yeah. Gets real upset. Yeah, I did hear about it, babe. Gets real upset.
That was the end of the story. Did you hear about it?
Yeah,
all right, good.
She's not. She's she's banned from ever working at Hot Dog on a Stick.
Oh,
she's banned from it.
That's what gets you banned from Hot Dog on a Stick.
As she should be.
You bite off someone's dick, no hot dog on a stick. Yeah.
That's just a general rule of the mall.
That judge made a very good decision, I think. Yeah.
Well, that was a good story. glad we paused for it. Or game. So, obviously, we all know Leonard Nimoy passed away. Spock has passed away. So,
yes.
In honor of Spock.
He lived long and he prospered.
This is a Star Trek / sci-fi movie or game.
Or game.
Because this is what we do. Or games. Or variations of. Or is it metal? Or
forward or get it.
But
let's bring it on, man.
All right, you ready?
I just had a car door. No.
Was it? It must be my limousine with jacuzzi.
It's here.
I'm good at success.
Oh, no, we do this.
It's here. It's waiting outside.
I would not be surprised one bit if someone showed up one night.
To Blackstone. We're going to drive.
Well, here's the obvious one, then. Is the Zachary Quinto Spock or Leonard Nimoy Spock?
Come on, man.
Oh, well, you know what? I was thinking about this morning, as I should say it. That's funny. I kind of like the new guy just because he's like...
not as old looking.
His intensity is like way more. Like if you look at the two, the guy like has way more intensity that makes
me
but
Spock
more
doesn't have feelings.
The craziness of Spock.
He's maybe a little bit too intense for Spock.
And the other guy just kind of seemed dead in the face, which
that's
made
the
him.
Other guy,
Vulcan.
Leonard Nimoy?
Leonard.
Yeah.
So.
That's what he's supposed to be, though. Not
so
supposed
I kind
to be
of like the newer one. I thought about it this morning. I'm not thinking about it off the cuff.
Ooh.
I actually thought about this before you even brought it up. I had no idea. So, sorry.
All right.
Sorry, guys. Whoever is flipping out right now, I apologize to you.
Wow. Yeah, I take Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy. Come on.
William Shatner. Sorry.
Well, all right, since you put it out there, Chris Pine, Kirk, or William Shatner, Kirk?
Come on,
William
Matt.
Shatner. I'm for William
Shatner. Shatner fucks so much more alien Bush.
I don't know. You'd have to break it down ratio-wise because, you know, we only have two movies to draw from for Chris Pine.
That's his problem.
And he's banged in both those movies. He had an alien girl in his bed in the beginning of Into Darkness. So I don't know. You'd have to do the math and figure out the proper ratio.
Because
I don't think Kirk, you know, especially in the movies, I don't remember him banging in the movies.
Did you have like three tits, four tits?
I don't remember
five tits?
How many breastuses she said.
Four tits.
Nips.
Double bush.
So I don't. Have you even seen Into Darkness?
Actually, they glowed in the dark. So when you were in the dark, when you were at the nips, they were glowing. Helped you find your way.
It's good.
That would be useful.
Do you know where they're at?
I think that's very helpful, don't you think?
I think that's what women
will
evolve.
Don't you think four big crazy breasts
will be
flashing in the dark with their
no, that doesn't sound good,
nips,
actually.
Helping
like
you find their way.
There'd be a place to hang my hat.
So you can get your head in there.
There'd be a place. One for my hat.
one for my scarf.
One for my belt.
My umbrella.
And then two to play with.
That's right.
And my Judas Priest
my
t-shirt.
Boobs are still firm. My boobs are still doing a really good job. I'm very proud of them.
There you go. Fonzie A. Boobs.
My boobs are doing a good job, too. I'm proud of mine.
Yeah, mine are doing pretty pretty good.
Pretty,
I was going to say Wrath of Khan or Star Trek Into Darkness, which is basically the updated Wrath of Khan. But I don't think you've seen Into Darkness, Bells.
No, and if I did, I still wouldn't pick it.
All right. Wrath of Khan, then.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Khan!
Yeah. That's how he said it. Then he pulled out his dick.
Shatner pulled his dick out after that. Little known, that's on the Blu-ray.
Would he enjoy my breasts now? Do you enjoy my breasts?
Yes, we all do.
Shatner would enjoy your breasts.
Oh, me, I do. Shatner would love them. All about them.
Yep.
Well, Shatner's an old man.
Yep.
Much like me.
He's got a pocket full of Viagra.
And he's not afraid to use it.
He loves to party.
All right.
Hey.
And make deals with traveling shit.
This isn't a generational thing. This is just the OG character, the characters in general. Bones or Scotty?
Scotty.
Captain.
Scotty, I've already said this on the podcast. Wow. Scotty came and like was a teacher in my drama class for a semester.
Nice.
And he was like an older man though.
Well, yeah.
At the time, in the 90s.
At the all the times.
Yeah. Bones. I go Bones because Bones was involved in the, all the times they went out.
True.
Scotty just hung out. He was
Scotty,
a little
bitch. Well, he had to just stay there. I've, like, he had to stay in the ship.
Hung out with the dude and like been in like intimate like theater situations like teaching
I'm
us.
I'm talking about the character. Got. Not the man, the character.
I'm giving it all she's giving got. All she's
got, Captain.
Scottish, by the way.
Giving it all she's got, Captain.
Aw.
I would choose Bones as well. But I love Scotty. Character Scotty.
Yeah.
Bones.
I'm a that's doctor, a good one though. It's a good that's a good war game question.
Not a podcaster. All right, let's go on to some sci-fi movies. Star Wars or Star Trek. So the all together as one entity, Star Trek, all together as one entity, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Oh, God, that might be hard. Well, if I like, because I'm not like deeply invested in either emotionally, I would think, like, what's the longest running? What has the biggest fan base? What do people care about more? They pretty much run even with each other.
Yeah, but you don't want to buy like a William Shatner.
No, but you want to buy a
Spock doll. You know
what?
Spock doll.
I have
Spock doll.
I have a Star Spock Wars dial. Shirt. What all it is Harrison Ford.
They call it in Belgium,
there. And it's nice.
Like it's nice.
My Harrison Ford.
It is good.
It is good.
You look good like in it.
He Star likes Wars. My in it.
Star Wars. Obviously, I'm Star Wars. That's not even in question.
Yeah.
But I'm not like an anti Star Trek guy. You know, I still love Star Trek, but yeah, Star Wars is dominant.
Maybe I'm sorry. Spent a lot of time watching Star Wars
all right.
over the years.
Or
Star Trek, sorry.
Aliens or Terminator 2?
Aliens for me because Terminator 2 wasn't a thing for me.
Did you even
watch it that much?
Oh, but you've seen it.
Well, I've seen it, but I wasn't like into it heavily, so. I like Aliens.
And Aliens is the second one.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah. What was my first choice?
Well,
this is what I have to work with here, people.
Topic. We're busy.
Aliens.
We're busy on the other end here.
Cannonball Run.
Aliens or Cannonball Run.
Bells and I are doing other things.
Aliens or Terminator 2.
Terminator 2.
T2.
It's got Guns N' Roses, baby.
It's because it's got Guns N' Roses.
Aliens
man.
Still got Guns
You're
N' Roses.
In the jungle, it's got dirt. Baby.
It's got
You're
dirt bikes.
Die.
It's got dirt bikes and Guns N' Roses.
That's right.
What can be better?
What else do you need?
In the jungle.
What else do you need?
Nothing. Predator or Total Recall?
Ooh, I like Predator.
Right on, brother.
Predator is fucking awesome.
Bouncy does.
Get to the chopper! I'm here!
Come here!
Kill me! And it's got Jesse the Body.
Oops.
So you sure can't beat that.
You're bleeding. I ain't got time to bleed.
Hell yeah, Jesse. He doesn't have time to bleed. He's a badass.
And he didn't.
He did.
Fucking blood stopped.
Yeah, the funny thing is, he didn't.
But big old hole in his fucking arm, and it didn't bleed, though.
You're talking about multiple boobies earlier. I mean, Total Recall has infamous three booby girl.
Triple tit.
The famous triple tit. And then it has a guy, and as Becky is just moving around her boobs. It's just hard not to notice.
I'm just trying to animate.
Animate him. Try to make him into three. Don't do that.
Third will go.
No,
so
I don't,
so
no.
That the two,
I don't want three boobs.
The two boys will know.
Two
That's
are,
all I'm doing.
Two are, I'm satisfied with two. Yeah. So come see, come saw. RoboCop or Minority Report?
I don't know. Minority Report, probably, for me.
Bells is thinking out.
RoboCop.
Fuck. RoboCop.
I might be the age difference.
Yeah, there's a lot of time difference between those two, so it's maybe not the best. But I would say Minority Report, but I haven't seen the updated RoboCop, the rebooted RoboCop.
No, neither have I.
It looked pretty good.
I just like the
aspect of like stealing the thoughts or energy.
I watched Girl Gone.
People in a stolen state, almost.
Minority Report, where they can see the future.
People in the liquid.
Murder. Blade Runner or The Matrix?
Matrix.
I knew you'd say that.
Powering off.
The Matrix.
I knew she'd say
that. You take the blue pill. Bells is thinking about
whatever gets my dick sucked.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a penis.
Rammy night from Becky.
I have a penis, so I want it.
I, in fact, have a penis. Unlike this imposter before me.
I have a penis. And I know that my penis likes to get sucked, too.
Bell. So
probably go there, too.
So
I picked The Matrix.
So your guys's logic for picking The Matrix is you like getting your penises sucked. And
by the Oracle.
Yeah, by the Oracle.
Get it? Oral?
The Oracle. But the Oracle is like, that's from Total Recall.
So, yeah. Good.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm Blade Runner, so anyone cares at this point.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
E.T. or Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That's a good one. That's
intense, Michael. That's asking us to choose which alien we like better.
Bells? No, that's asking you to choose which movie you like better.
No, it's asking us to choose which alien prototype we like better. Of all course, right. I'm going to say E.T.
E.T.'s more campy. Close Encounters was like a really intense
music thing, and like hiding behind the hill, and then military coming
flying over the freaking moon.
Flying over the freaking moon.
It's like fucking bullshit.
Spielberg. I watched it with
Spielberg,
my mother.
Bro.
Okay, guys. When I was younger, my mother was real new agey, so I watched it with my mother, and I was like, my mother was like, "This is gonna be like an encounter someday." Someday we're all going to be doing this, so I'm like,
prediction for the near future. Kids, get ready
for the future.
Were you guys on acid?
It's awesome.
You're gonna have to go to Devil's Postpile,
huh?
You're gonna have to go to a Devil's Postpile and meet some aliens on a mountaintop.
Yo yo, I'll do it. I'm here. Take me.
I would choose Close Encounters now. But growing up, I would have chosen E.T. because I remember at the time that came out, that was my favorite movie at that time, you know, outside of Star Wars.
I say Close Encounters as well because that was pretty.
Yeah, that's right. That awesome. Seems like how that would it would happen. Yeah. Like maybe that has actually happened. Except for I don't think there was a Richard Dreyfuss that made a mashed potato Devil's Postpile and then went crazy and turned off. Terry Garr left him because he was so crazy about the aliens.
I think Gene Wilder banged her.
You think Gene Wilder banged Terry Garr?
Yeah.
Good for him.
In Young Frankenstein?
Yeah. Like off, you know, like in real life?
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, they did IRL. It right there on set. Like, they'd say cut, and they just start doing it.
Like, they didn't care. It's like, all right, cut.
We're done acting. Let's fuck.
Are we off the clock? All right. We're going to bang.
It's time for fucking.
The whole crew just watched Terry Garr
and
Gene Wilder just bang.
They banged?
Oh, my God.
That's what we've been talking about.
So hard.
Really?
Like, on the set, like, as they filmed.
Bangered?
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Did it?
But yeah, but they weren't rolling camera.
In front of people?
It was in between takes.
Mm-hmm. No? They liked that.
Yeah.
Really?
They're into that.
Rami.
Rami. Donnie Darko. And this is a weird one, but it's they're both time travel movies, so. Donnie Darko or Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Donnie
Darko. I like Donnie Darko, but Back to the Future for me.
Donnie Darko's pretty damn good.
I need to watch that again. I haven't watched that in a long time.
I think I like that more than Back to the Future.
Really? I love Back to the Future. Yeah. Donnie Darko's damn
good. I didn't really care for the second one.
Two and three?
I didn't even watch the third one.
Second
one.
I think the third one isn't as bad as it's.
I don't think I missed out.
It's not as bad as the Vitriol. Hey,
I stopped watching Jaws's after 3.
Well, I did too.
Did you?
After Jaws 3D.
I never stopped watching Rockies, though.
Watching all the Rambos and Rockies.
All the Rambos. Hope he makes another one. I want another Rambo movie.
Come on.
I'll go
watch? Did you watch the basically a pseudo Rocky movie with him and De Niro? They're old fighters that. I don't know what it was called, but
he wasn't fighting though, was he?
Yeah, they
Stallone?
Both. They were. Yeah, they fought. They were just old fighters. It was just basically a Rocky script, but they just didn't call it Rocky.
With Stallone and De Niro?
No, not Stallone. De Niro and Stallone. They were the old fighters.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Whatever, dude.
What the fuck? I'm gonna IMDb you right now.
All right, Planet.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Original Planet of the Apes or Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
The original Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Or Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
Yeah.
Mad Max.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, when I first saw that Planet of the Apes, that, you know, as a kid, you don't predict like endings. So when you see that he was actually on Earth this whole time, blew me away, man. That was like the first time I got M. Night Shyamalan before M. Night Shyamalan was a thing. I was like, holy crap. He was on Earth this whole time? Whoa.
Grudge Match.
Grudge Match. Thank you. That's what it was. See? I know my shit.
You do know your shit.
I know my shit.
Fuck.
All right, that's enough of that.
Or game.
How did I miss this?
Something Spock would do. Spock has Vulcans or have the capability of mind melding with somebody, melding and getting into their own brain. Who would you like to mind meld with? Is there somebody in history, currently in history, you'd like to mind meld with and see what's going on inside their head?
Someone alive?
Doesn't matter.
I need to think about that a lot.
Yeah, I know. Think about that while we take a music break. Let's listen to some. We've been changing it up a little. Last time we had some non-Fresno music. Handjob Academy from Brooklyn. And this time we got a Portland band. A Portland band that's on their way to South by Southwest.
They're called Blowjob.
They're called the Portland Blowjob. They're called the Shivas, and they got kind of like a surf music kind of band.
Really?
And this is called Right On from their album, What to Do.
How do you spell that?
Here in Dorktown, Shivas?
No, Right On.
Ride On.
Oh, how do you spell that?
I don't know, man.
All right.
I don't know. I was never good in English. Here in Dorktown, 181.
Right on.
from Portland, our rival city, even though they don't know we're, they're our rivals, but they are.
I like Portland.
I think that she was a come through Fresno before. Pretty sure I've seen their name, like at Audie's or something.
I don't know if I've
seen them. But, so, we said before the music break.
Yes.
Who would you like to mind meld with? Producer Becky. Who would you like to mind meld with?
I don't know.
Still don't know?
I say it's cheesy, but John Lennon, kind of.
It's not cheesy.
It's just a musician thing. Like, who would I really like to, like...
get inside their head.
Blues.
Yeah.
Old blues musicians would like to get in there and just, like, hang out with them.
Like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Be on the bayou and have some fucking crocodile stew.
What the hell? Eating crocodiles right out of the swamp.
Do it.
Fresh.
Do it.
Pick it up with our hands and just eat it. We don't care. There's a crocodile. I'll pick it up and take a bite out of it. I don't care. Throw it back in the swamp. Fuck it.
You don't know. You haven't lived until you've done it.
Stupid fucking alligator.
I have, by the way, had crocodile stew. In New Orleans.
I eat a whole crocodile. One bite.
I ate a whole. Who would you mind meld with, Bells?
I'd probably mind meld with, like, Vanilla Ice.
Ice, baby.
It's just been taking
off.
I want to get inside that fucking guy's head.
I just want to know why. How would I fucking be breaking and entering into some shit right now? Vanilla Ice, man.
You're Vanilla Ice, man. You're better than this.
I don't know. Maybe Stephen.
You think
Hawking
that's what the arresting officer was like? Come on, man. You're my idol.
Oh, dude, I can't. I'm so sad. Just crying the whole time.
Yeah, the officer just crying.
You're under arrest.
It's really an invasive question.
So disappoint me so bad. Anything you say or do can be used against you.
He's just crying the whole time he's reading his rights.
Court of law.
You're right, this attorney.
You can't afford an attorney. We'll be appointed to you.
Frank is crying. He's laughing so hard.
So, Becky doesn't know what we're doing.
No,
she has no idea what we're doing. She's just like, oh my God. Mikey's like, they're crying. I think mine would be Albert Einstein because he's smart. Because you guys aren't.
You're so full of shit.
I was doing an SNL character right there. The girl that you didn't want to talk to.
I'll tell you who I'd seriously like to be mind meld with. That'd be Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes?
Yes.
But you can't speak Italian. You wouldn't know what the hell's going on.
No son Italiano.
But I guess if you mind melded... you probably, it probably crosses language barriers.
Oh, you got to stay in the same language?
No, I didn't mean that, no. Racist. But I'm just saying, like...
fucking racist.
I'm trying to figure out I don't know the rules of mind meld if you can't speak... because usually Spock can speak most languages. So I'm just like,
Who the fuck's Spock?
You know, Vulcan's
mind... He can't speak as many languages as C-3PO.
Yeah.
He's
never
fluent
mind.
In over 6 million forms of
you
communication.
Aren't really making this difficult.
Let's just get out of here. Make it quick for everyone. Everyone has to go back to their job and done with their commute. Yeah.
They don't want us to end because then they're going to have to.
Yeah, we're fucking
just,
so awesome.
I want to. There's a big spoiler about.
Easier to listen to us.
The Star Wars movie.
What?
About the Force Awakens. There's a gigantic spoiler out there. The assholes at makingstarwars.net put out there, and whoever their source is, I hope that motherfucker gets fired, and sued by Disney.
Wow.
Like big time.
That's defamation.
But anyway, it's. It's a spoiler that's pretty definite. I'm just trying to gauge on whether you guys have heard what it is. I know it is. I'm not going to say. Trying to gauge on like you guys
you
are outside
me, so
of the
I'm
Star
gonna,
Wars sphere.
You told me.
Oh, I did tell Becky.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. What happened?
I'm not going to say. I don't want to save Dorktown listeners to get like freaking spoiled. Because I don't want to be like dickheads like making StarWars.net people. Or the... Now this is podcasting.
Oh, you're respecting the listeners.
Yeah. I'm just trying to gauge like how far the spoiler gets outside of the nerd universe. So I guess it doesn't get out.
I disagree with it.
Outside of it. You disagree with it.
I think it's a hoax.
It might be, but it is probably not. So there. That's your Star Wars report. There's a big spoiler out there.
Upset about it? Is that why they shared the news?
It's a good report.
You're welcome. I want a Fonzie A. Fonzie A. Fonzie A to Ed Stewart. Our buddies, the Fernicast.
Fernicats.
Are you writing, like, are you into season two of writing their that show, the animated show, the Fernicats?
They're the cutest little brother and sister.
The cutest little brother and sister, and they get into all kinds of mischief there in Wyoming.
And at night they fight crime.
And at night they fight crime.
When they see crime, they terminate. They eliminate any type of crime.
As cats. They're like, look like stray cats, feral cats. But they're actually fighting crime.
They're governmentally trained killers.
They're Fernicats.
Fernicats.
And they're cute.
They're trained killers. Ow. That can kill someone in less than 3 seconds.
And the Dan cat is just banging all kinds of pussy everywhere.
No.
Mandy's taking care of business.
And Mandy just kicking ass while... Well, Dan's busy banging a chick. He's like, I'll be there in a second. Hold on.
She pimps Dan out. She's Dan's on his ass.
There you go.
Furna ass. There you go.
Furna ass.
So here. Make some money on your ass.
Fonzie.
Literally.
You have to. Fonzie A, the real wheelbarrow full of dicks. Fonzie A, the beardy and the beast. Hoptologist SD. Reggie. Reggie is listening.
Exactly. Are you listening, Reggie?
He said he's listening.
Fuck no.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Yeah, we're drinking a Blind Pig right now. Before that, we had a bad Modern Times that went bad.
Yep, and after this, we're having a Pliny.
An Archer. Ooh. And Becky's bringing. Drinking Get Up Off of That Brown from Golden Road out of Los Angeles, California.
Get up off of that brown!
You know, I had the Wolf in the Weeds in a can and it was okay.
It's pretty good.
But on tap, it was really much better.
Most star. So, there you go. Yep. That's a Dorktown podcast ever heard one.
You like it?
Yeah, Fonzie's. If you want to support the Dorktown in a non-direct but sort of semi way, go to patreon.com/perfect4 and start donating over there. What the hell is that?
Joby?
Joby. Jovanowski, our black lab, studio lab. Yes, these.
Elderly dog.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to Dorktown.
Yes. Now go on with your life.
Contact us at Dorktown on social media.
Go on with your life.
We can
and
tell
go.
You different ways to masturbate if you need.
If you need that question answered, go ahead and email us, dorktownpodcast@gmail.com.
Becky will fulfill your talk.
559-492-0542 is our voicemail. Dorktownpodcast.com.
Get your head out of the gutter.
She's waiting.
You get your head out of
the gutter. She's waiting.
I'm just there for the technical.
Technical. If there's a technical sex question,
I can tell you how to technically get it.
Technically, she
I'll
can get
draw
you
a picture.
She's support. You need to call support. Call the hotline.
I'll talk you through it.
So how's that?
We'll talk you through it. I need that. That's a good idea, guys. Support line. Sex support line. Let's start that. Damn it.
Rotate through.
All right.
You never know who's going to give you advice.
Nope. It could be either one of us. You're like, oh, please God, let it be Becky. Please God, be Becky. I'm all, hello, welcome.
Hey.
Fuck, it's Mikey. Damn it. Oh, hey, Mike. You know what? I don't need any help. Thanks. Bye.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? I could help you.
I'm alone.
I can help you.
It's just me.
Would you like to be Rammy? Because I can do that.
As I'm a candle lit.
I'm having a beer.
Hallelujah. What,
okay. Do you like missionary position or extra missionary position?
What about extra spread out?
Like, that's like extra tight. Like
legs up.
Like extra missionary
or
is
blanket
like...
blanket over it with a hole cut in.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
That's extra missionary.
Extra missionary is like you never look at like the other person's nakedness.
It's just like, okay, like a blanket and a hole.
Yeah. But you didn't even look at that.
Uh-huh. Yep. Just cover each other's faces with a bag.
Right.
Just cover your,
this is what you probably should have done while listening to this. Cover your face with a bag and listen. All right, but it's too late now. You've already gone through the whole process. The next time,
yep.
Dorktown 182, cover yourself while you listen. All right.
It's hot. I'm ready for it. Next time, blanket. Bring it on.